This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Well, next guest holds the Super Bowl record for the longest touchdown catch, an 85-yarder against New England. And no, it's not Isaac Bruce or Terrell Owens. It's Mohsin Mohammed of the Carolina Panthers, and he did it in Super Bowl 38. Of course, 3 years later, he caught another touchdown pass in a Super Bowl, only this time for the Chicago Bears. Mohsin was just as prolific in the regular season, leading the NFL in receptions with 102 in 2000, then leading it in both yardage and touchdowns in 2004. He played 14 seasons and retired with more than 11,000 career receiving yards and a spot on today's Talk of Fame Network program to talk about his time with the Panthers, Bears, and more importantly, Michigan State, the spotlight school in this week's draft series. Mohsin, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Mohsin Mohammed, Andre Rison, Mark Ingram, Derek Mason, Plaxico Burress, College Hall of Famers Kirk Gibson and Gene Washington. So when did Michigan State become wide receiver U?
Are you kidding me? From day one. No. You know, it's funny, guys. I mean, I think, when you think about Michigan State and, you know, playing in the Big Ten, playing in the cold weather, pro-style offense, and conditions that I think really, you know, test the spirit and character of players. And, historically, when you think about Michigan State, you know, a run first type of offense that's primarily, predicated on the defensive prowess of, you know, guys like George Perlis, that was a author of the Steel Curtain, and guys like that, Hank Bullas and, those types of guys. Scratch your head and say, wait a minute. I mean, they got wide receivers that go to this school? Well, you know, we are conditioned. I call us the black and blue type of wide receivers, and we're really built to last. We're kind of Motor City, call them Motor City type bad boys, but we're made out of steel frames, and we're built to last.
Hey, Mohsin, I'm going to warn you, there's a conflict of interest here. Rick Goslin went to Michigan State, too, so expect some more leading questions here, okay?
Hey, give me some lobs. I can dunk it, too, now.
Well, Mohsin, you play, as you mentioned, you played under George Perlis, who loved to run the ball. So how does a guy who caught only 69 passes in college and scored 5 touchdowns catch 860 passes in the NFL and score 62 touchdowns? Did you always know that that receiver was locked inside the guy that Perlis was tying to the end of the line when you were in college?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a funny story, but I took some of the best advice that was ever given to me from my dad. And when I was in high school, I was an all-state linebacker and running back. And my father told me, he said, man, son, the NFL is going to these, prototypical big wide receivers that, can jump and catch. And I was like a basketball player, too, when I was in high school. And so I made the conversion in college. Now, it was not an easy one. It was, it was hard. And, I had my bumps and bruises along the way in school and, kind of got in a doghouse because I was a, tough kind of kid. And, really never got that opportunity to become a starter under George. It was actually Nick Saban when Nick came in, and we had a change of regiment. When Nick came in, I got this opportunity, and really that was my first year of really starting as a wide receiver was my senior year, and I really started to learn the position. I really started to develop when I got to the next level. As an NFL receiver, and my career really started when I got to the NFL. My senior year was really my breakout party, but then I really became a pro as I studied the game in the National Football League.
Well, Mohsin, you said the conversion was not an easy one, and I can understand that. And yet you played all 4 of your seasons there at Michigan State with 2 quarterbacks who would start in the NFL. That'd be Jim Miller and Tony Banks. And I understand that you said you really didn't mature until maybe that senior year. But I'm just wondering, playing with those 2 guys, or maybe playing with 1, how much did that help prepare you for the next level? How much did it help you develop as a wide receiver?
I would say tremendous amount. Playing with guys like Jimmy Miller, Tony Banks, I would say, you know, prepared you. I mean, obviously, you know, the touch passes and, you know, having a pro-style offense, quarterbacks that can actually, you know, call cadences and formations and protections and the whole deal. And then I would also say, guys, that you have to look at the guys who coached us, too. I mean, you know, Charlie Baggett was my wide receiver coach. He was a longtime Houston Oilers wide receiver coach. Skip Pete was one of my other coaches as well that played, you know, coached at the NFL level as well. So we had NFL level coaching along the whole way. And, you know, I think that was one of the things that really separated us was our preparation, our film study. You know, we weren't guys that had to look at cards in order to read defenses or learn plays, you know, looking at the sideline, trying to figure out what's going on the field. No, we really had to read defenses, and it prepared us for the next level. And that's what it was all about. And, of course, you know, having quarterbacks that can get you the ball, you know, when you need the ball, definitely helps.
So what was your most memorable moment at Michigan State?
I'd have to say the win that we beat Michigan. I mean, you know, we went back and forth, and I had two wins, two losses against Michigan. But they say he who laughs last, laughs best. So we won our last game against Michigan at home under the lights. You know, that was probably one of the most memorable games, you know, in my career. I think the other one was, you know, my bowl game against LSU. And I think I still have the Independence Bowl record for receiving yards and just overall performance as a receiver.
Now, a lot of people would argue that you had the greatest game of your life in that Super Bowl against the Patriots. You had caught four passes for 140 yards. I believe that's an average of 35 yards a catch. I'm no mathematician, but I think so. if Adam Vinatieri misses that field goal, you might have been the Super Bowl. You could have been the Super Bowl MVP. you had the 85-yard touchdown that gave Carolina the lead in the fourth quarter. Two things. How tough was it to lose that game? And number two, I've had a lot of Patriots, Richard Seymour in particular, has told me a number of times that that was the hardest hitting football game he ever played in.
Yeah.
What was your take?
No, I tell you, it was a tough game to lose, you know. And, you know, God bless John Casey, you know, kicking that ball out of bounds and giving Tom Brady a short field to put him in field goal position. You know, that was just a tough pill to swallow. But it was hard hitting. And, you know, they had a number of guys that went out and had their game even gone into overtime. They didn't have enough players to play on defense. I mean, it was, you know, they were decimated. And it was a tough, hard hitting, hard fought game. And probably one of the most explosive second halves in the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, I think with the rule changes now, you're starting to see a lot more points scored in games. But definitely one of the more exciting games to play in. And, you know, as I reflect and I look back, you know, I know a lot of guys have played this game for, you know, multiple years and never played in a playoff game. You know, I have a lot to be thankful for. I have a lot to sort of cherish with the memories of my career. I still feel like I left a little bit on the plate, though. You know, when you lose one like that and you lose one like you did in Miami when I was with the Chicago Bears, you know, it was just tough. It's a tough way to lose a Super Bowl by a field goal.
Quick follow-up to that, Musin. What the heck happened at halftime? I mean, the first half was a big defensive struggle, and nobody could move 6 inches, and you guys were struggling a little bit at quarterback. And then they come out in the second half, and it's like fireworks and it's 1,000 yards. What happened at halftime?
You know, it's like when you go to the school dance, you know what I mean? You're just trying to find, you know, somebody to dance with, you know, you're looking around the room and, you know, just kind of, you know, feeling your way around a little bit. And then you see somebody and all of a sudden you turn into John Travolta, right? It's Saturday Night Light. So it was kind of one of those deals. I think we're just filling each other out, you know? And you have to keep in mind, you got two defensive coaches on both sides of the field with Fox and Belichick, right? Both of these guys are defensive coordinators, so they're not necessarily, you know, running and gunning type of offensive-minded. And so it took a little while to settle in. I think that's what you saw. And then the second half, you know, the fireworks opened up, and it was all fun.
We're speaking with former Michigan State and NFL star receiver Musin Muhammad on the Talk of Fame Network. Pardon. You can find us on the web at talkoffamenetwork.com or on Twitter at Talk of Fame Net. And Musin, The next season, and following that Super Bowl, the next season you caught 93 passes for 1,400 yards and 16 touchdowns. Wow, on your way to the Pro Bowl. Then you left. As you mentioned, you left for Chicago as a free agent. How difficult was it to say goodbye to the Panthers? You'd been there, I think, 9 years. How difficult was it to leave it behind?
Yeah, you know, it was. It was tough, you know. And I know that, you know, there are salary cap restraints and, you know, other sort of complications, you know, with trying to put together an NFL roster. And it was tough. You know, played 9 years there in Carolina. My heart was in Carolina. But, you know, you guys know this is a business, too, you know. And sometimes you got to make business decisions. You know, I think Primetime said it best. You know, you got to make a business decision so you can feed your family every now and then, right? So that's it was tough, you know, coming off the best, you know, season of my career. That, you know, thus far, after, you know, 9 years in the league, and then to not be able to get a deal done with the you know, team that I started with, you know, it was a tough deal to swallow. But when I went to Chicago, I loved Chicago, and they opened up their arms and welcomed me and made me feel right at home. And so I became a Bear overnight, and man, for the next 3 years, we won in Chicago.
Mohsen, your son, Mohsen Mohammed III, is only a sophomore wide receiver, but already has scholarship offers from the likes of Tennessee, Virginia Tech, North Carolina State, and, ta-da, Michigan State. So which Mohsen Mohammed is the best receiver in the family?
Well, I'll tell you, the best athlete. Now, I played four sports in high school. You know, I played football, basketball, ran track, and I actually won a state championship in boxing. So, you know, I'll tell you who's the best fighter in the house, but my son is probably the best athlete in the house. he definitely is the best athlete. You know, some of the, you know, backflips, and, you know, my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, is a gymnast. And so all my kids, you know, by default, learn how to do tumbling and, you know, backflips and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I don't know if you guys watch this stuff, but this new generation of athletes, man, I mean, they're very athletic. These guys can do all kind of tumbling acts and flips. And, you know, he's 6 foot. He can dunk the ball with two hands. You know, basketball is a sophomore, and he's got great hands. I think he, you know, I had to work to develop my hands when I got to Michigan State. He's starting off in high school, and I'm teaching him everything. And he's, let's just say that the student is exceeding the professor right now. it's the old school gladiator sport, right?
Exactly right. That's exactly right.
Hey, Mohsen, thanks so much for the time, and good luck sorting out those collegiate offers for your son. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Sure. That was former wide receiver Mohsen Mohammed. Up next, it's 2-Minute Drill. You're listening to the Talk of Fame Network.